Number 5, throw guilt out the window. Ah, dang guilt. Here we go. Number 5. Try not to put unreasonable pressure on yourself to be happy, to rejoice, or even to enjoy the holidays. Likewise, try not to overanalyze your intentions with others. Give yourself a break. Give yourself a break this season. We are our own worst enemies. Talking about putting pressure on ourselves. Trying to create that ideal holiday again. We have to have certain things. Sometimes it takes pre-planning to avoid the stressful running around and the paranoia for some people. So if you're the day of, let's say Christmas, the day of Christmas, there's a gift that you didn't get. And you know that the person who is going to be getting the gift is going to be coming to the house and you don't have it. You're stressed out. You're freaking out. And I'm not saying that it's not okay to freak out, but let's put the freak out in perspective here. I don't mean to make it sound so easy, but if the toy is not there, the toy will be there. It's going to be late, but the toy will be there. Will the child get the toy? Yeah, they'll get it. It's probably not in the way that you like them to get it. It's not going to be in person, but there's a possibility, depending on the situation, you could send it to them in the mail, or you could drop it off at their home another time, or have somebody come and pick it up. It is not the ideal situation, but why pressure ourselves? Why put ourselves in positions where we're stressing over things that we cannot control? Especially when it comes to preparing for the holidays. We try to prepare the best that we can. And when our best is not good enough, we have to be able to let go to a certain extent. Our well-being, our health is in question. I don't know about you, but I want to go back to work and I want to be relaxed. I don't want to be stressed. I'm stressing off of my vacation. And it impacts other parts of our life. It's not our employment, our relationships with our loved ones, our choices and decisions about everyday life. The overanalyzing part of it is a trip, man. I swear, my wife, I love her. She overanalyzes more than I do. Everyone overanalyzes at different times. It's situational. Sometimes things work out, sometimes they don't. In our levels, our ability to deal with those kind of things, because we're both different, we clash, and she stresses me out. She's stressed out. And I have to take care of myself. Control what I say, what I do around her while supporting her. That's tricky. But she walks around with a lot of guilt. And that spreads to me because I feel guilty because she feels guilty. I can't do anything to help her. So it becomes contagious. And it doesn't help. It really doesn't help the big picture when it comes to trying to get things together. Number 6, don't be alone if you don't want to. This is an interesting one. I mentioned about being alone, but there's pluses and minuses to this. Number 6, don't be alone if you don't want to. If you anticipate spending the holidays alone, try to volunteer somewhere in a group kitchen with children in a group home or the elderly in various facilities. People will so appreciate you. You may feel better about yourself, but most of all, you'll have company. Giving our time to other people, sharing the wealth. If we look at what we have and what we can do for other people, It's surprising what we can do. I don't volunteer a lot, but I like to volunteer. After work, I kick back, relax, watching TV, do a podcast or two, work in the backyard. However, my time is preoccupied. But being able to help a neighbor, it could be something little. You know, it doesn't have to be anything extravagant. But, you know, doing something to help another person here and there, it's kind of rewarding. And not doing it just to get something from another person, but getting it for the personal reward. During the holidays, there are a lot of people that need help. There are people that don't have the ability to shop and have big dinners. We've been dealing with COVID, fires. I'm speaking from Northern California, my area, around my area, we've dealt with fires, illness. There's just so many different things that's been going on. And people are not up to having that ideal holiday. They can't have that ideal holiday. They can't have it at all. They don't have any food, or they don't have the finances. The unemployment, they don't have the job to have the money to get the food. Helping another person out, challenging our apathy, meaning we just take it for granted. Oh, you know, our homeless people are homeless. They're not going to eat anything. So, oh, well, life goes on. Donating food, extending ourselves. Like going to the food kitchen. Oh, there's so many other things that we can do to help other people. Spread the wealth. Give yourself your ability, your gifts. There's more to life than just what we have. And we're not alone. We're around people. Stay connected. It doesn't have to be connected as in, you know, talking and being with family and doing games and activities, but just being around people, that's a gift in itself. There's so much that we can learn from other people, directly and indirectly. Number 7, focus on today, not yesterday. So yesterday. This is common. This is a daily kind of thing, you know, focusing on the day. Number 7. There's something about being with family and old friends that makes us become who we were and not who we are. When you find yourself reverting to old childhood patterns, when with family members, try to walk away for a minute and remember who you are now. Also, remember that it's not necessary to play the same role as you did when you were younger, even if others are encouraging you to do so by their behaviors. If there is someone at the get-together who knows what you are like today, make sure to reach out to them and draw them into the interactions. They will help ground you. I go through this when I'm with my immediate family. I think my childhood family. Mother, father, brother, sister. Who I was a long time ago I was wild. Adventurous, and I seen the world differently. Yes, it's the same thing, but it's different. It's a fight. It's a struggle to get people to understand that I am no longer the person who was extremely selfish and only thought about themselves and didn't care about what the other person said or did. Because when you're young, there's individualization at a certain point. I just use myself as an example. there's a point where I'm trying to figure out who I am, what I am, what I stand for, and that there's that degree of selfishness where I'm seeing the world in the way that I would like to see the world. I like the world to be. And as a result, not thinking about other people get impacted by my inability to acknowledge them or to be with them. It's a challenge for me now to look at who I was in the past and either balance or justify or prove that I am different when I am with my childhood family. Now, with my immediate family, my wife, my kids, it's different. Some of that is still happening in terms of showing people that I am not just a father. I am not just this strict figure. Everyone have different ideas about who I am as a father. But these kids are older. Developmentally, they're in a different place. I'm in a different place. And when we come together, the challenge of getting them to see me differently. It's the same with same thing with them. I'm very sure that they're trying to, try to show me that they are different, that they're not that child anymore. And I try to step to the plate, acknowledge I'm listening and I'm seeing who they are, the young ladies that they are. And it's an adjustment. An adjustment for both of us. You would think about yourself at a Thanksgiving get together. Everybody have their memories. Start to joke around. It can be very uncomfortable. And I empathize with you. I really do. If you're in that situation, they talk about you, therefore they treat you according to your past. That sucks. Remind them that, hey, I'm not the same person. I'm in a different place right now. Whatever you're saying to people to let them know that you are a different person, keep it short. As soon as you start getting long-winded, you start to lose people. I mean, that's my suggestion. If you feel like you have to go long-winded, go long-winded. But be aware of your mental health. And if you're at a point where you feel like you're going to start yelling and hollering at people, definitely keep it short. Remove yourself from the situation and come back. The coming back is important. That gives you a chance to calm down, gives them a chance to think, and then approach the situation. That's just a suggestion. Because I've dealt with it on different levels. I've worked with kids and parents on this. And there could be a little bit more to this, but don't lose yourself. Remember that you are different. And if you're not different, then heck, go on and be you. Number 8, just say no. It's okay to say no when you're asked to do more than you can do. It's fine to say no to some invitations and fine to say no to those asking for favors. Remember, this is your holiday too. Just say no. Oh, yeah, I'm reminiscing again. I didn't have my song for the day. I didn't start off that way, but Mix Master Spaded Tiny T. This is from a long time ago. If anybody know what I'm talking about, I'd be very surprised. A rapper called Say No to Drugs. but that just kind of remember. But it's important to say no. We have limitations. We get to a point where we could get uncomfortable and we put ourselves in jeopardy in terms of overanalyzing, getting overwhelmed, stressing ourselves out. I need to be clear that having some stress in our life is healthy. We have to be able to be presented with adverse situations. It's okay. But it's how we deal with that stress. And in this situation, being able to say no is creating a boundary. Being clear about where you're at, who you are. Number 9, ask for help. Oh my goodness. Things start getting out of control. It's very easy for us to say, I got it. That's me. I know that if I could do it by myself, I'd rather do it by myself. And if I get in a situation where I get stuck and I can't do something or I realistically need help, there are times when I just pull a MacGyver and I find out how to do it. I make something happen. And there are times when I do ask for help. I got to get some help, especially when we're dealing with the holidays. So number 9, ask for help. Holidays are often the time people attempt to take on too much, do too much on their own. It's okay to ask for help from family and friends, whether for decorating, shopping, cooking, or just a shoulder to lean on. Ask. It's okay to ask for help. I go through this with my wife. She gets busy and she feels like she can take on everything. And you know what? She could do a lot. It doesn't hurt to ask me, hey, can you clean the bathroom? Or can you make the bed in the room? Do the dishes? Do the laundry? I do those things. And if my wife was to ask me to do that stuff, I would do it, even though I already do it. I love it when she asks me for help because I see sometimes that she could struggle and I see that she gets into her head. So, you know, I offer my assistance. I don't wait a lot of times for her to ask for help. I just go ahead and do it. And there are other times where I just shut my mouth. I let things go as they may. And, you know, if she doesn't say anything, I get irritated and I'm like, ugh, do you need help? And then I get, no, I'm okay. And she would stress herself out. I hate that. In the holidays, the push to be perfect, to have that perfect Thanksgiving, to make sure things are right and make people happy. Saying no could be difficult, but we need to say no. Just say no. And the last one, number 10. If you're feeling blue, pamper yourself. Do what feels good. Do what you want to do. Try to take a walk. Spend time alone if that's what you want. Remember, this is your holiday too. And you can be there for yourself just like you try to be there for other people. Taking space, I mentioned that before. Stepping away, going for a walk, talking on the phone, texting someone. When you're doing those things, hopefully you're reaching out to someone that is not going to be producing more stress. Reaching out to people who are healthy, that value you. And being alone, yeah, that's part of taking care of yourself. Being alone, and there are people that will be alone during the holidays on purpose. You got to take care of yourself. You got to be there for yourself. Be present. So, with all of that, those are 10 tips for surviving the holidays. My coworkers, all the people that I sent emails to, they don't have the honor and the privilege of hearing this insight. And I hope that this is something that you can take with you. Listen to it during the holidays. Thanksgiving is coming up. By the time this comes out, I think it's going to be after Thanksgiving. Let me know what's up. How your holiday went. What worked for you? What didn't work for you? Four, the number four. One, two, three, four. Four counts.care@gmail.com. That is four, counts dot C-A-R-E at gmail.com. This was a long one. So if you're traveling, I hope this was a good almost hour talk that could be a benefit. If you're just sitting there listening to it, well, I hope you enjoyed it, that you were patient enough to give this podcast a try. And I wish all of you the best. Take care. See you later. Hasta.